100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Goodness gracious, I was just thinking of a nice, relaxing weekend, Jordan Kleber. Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Thought that might be today's lead and things of that nature, but oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, your New Orleans Saints. Not really because they wanted to, in particular a player. That's going to capture the lead. What is going on with a certain player that absolutely makes Pelicans fans have fantasy?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Jordan, did you watch Team USA yesterday take on Martinique? 6-1. The American. You're not even remotely excited. I know why. You're not excited at all? 6-1 in a game, baby. 6 goals. I don't remember seeing Team USA score 6 goals. Nice. Look at you all locked in. There's a lot to get to.
I was busy last night watching a certain movie.
You did your homework. That's right. Jordan Kleber's homework assignment, folks, was to watch the greatest movie premiere of all time. A movie so good that Jordan's review of Space Jam The Legacy or New Legacy, whatever it is.
I'm not going to spoil it for you, Travis.
No. I mean, so I'm saying you have to do like people review, you know, to give a tease. They say what the plot's about and then, you know, they'll say, you know, you got to tease it. You can't just tell us word for word what it is. I just need to know, does Anthony Davis say that's all, folks, in the movie?
Do you want me to tell you now?
Yes.
No.
Then it's not worth watching.
But there was they said it twice, though.
They absolutely, though, blew an opportunity to absolutely make Pelicans fans lose their
mind. In the trailer, though, they did have Anthony Davis says, and I said, that's all, folks.
Yeah, it's...
It was in the trailer, though.
Yeah. So he does say the phrase, though.
Well, no. Not in the movie, but in the trailer. Like,
well, how can it not be in the movie because it's in the trailer?
It's like an ESPN, like, preview. Remember, like...
So when he's a cartoon character.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't say it.
And I wouldn't even say a cartoon character because they like make him into real, like 3D animation.
So he never says it?
No.
In the movie?
No.
And they see, there's really no other reason to watch it then, is there?
There really isn't. Save your money.
Wow, that's your review? Save your money?
Save your money.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
I will say I laughed probably once.
Oh, you laughed once, though.
Once.
You did laugh once. Hello, everybody. It's Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber with you here as well as the Sports Hangover. You got us all the way to 3 o'clock. Matt Moscone, after further review, will follow. We have a lot to get into today. Some big news that are good and some interesting news that will continue to develop throughout the day that it may or may not involve your New Orleans Pelicans. It definitely involves Pelicans fans, that's for sure, in regards to Damian Lillard and your report out there, and then him clarifying later. In short, a report out there says he will ask by the end of the month to be traded from the Portland Trail Blazers. People went bananas. Chris Haynes must have a good relationship with him. Sat down, had an exclusive interview from Yahoo Sports with him. In it, he talked a little bit about it. I'm going to read some things from it to give you some clarity. But he said that after practice today, he's going to address that report. Now, what's interesting is, a report on that report is, if he was to publicly request a trade, it's tampering, or he can be fined by the NBA. So essentially, all he can do is address it by giving a full denial or saying it's between me and the organization. But if he utters the words, I want to be traded, apparently he could be fined.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you, that's what a report says. So that's on that front. It's actually going to be one of our questions of the day as well, isn't it, Jordan?
Yeah, we have two questions of the day. We're going to get into the other one for our lead.
Yeah.
But the one that we're talking about with Damian Lillard, Pelicans fans, how optimistic are you that that Dame becomes a Pelican, and what are you willing to trade? Mm-hmm. So we already have four responses over on Twitter. But we'll talk all that and more here throughout the 3 hours on the Sports Hangover.
And then, of course, our lead is our other question of the day. We'll get to that here in a quick second. 800-998-1003 is the number. You can, again, tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Coming up this hour, Ross Jackson, Locked On Saints. Not even because of what happened this morning, but just because of yesterday's no extension to Marcus Williams. What did that mean? We're inside of 2 weeks now for training camp. Today we would be discussing practice number two for your New Orleans Saints. So it's here. It's around the corner. We'll discuss that and, of course, developments in today's lead. Bottom of the hour, Jordan, who do we have?
Yeah, we have Matt Babcock.
Mm-hmm.
He is with CBS Sports, and he wrote an article that we're going to discuss about a little bit later, and it's just the best spots for players coming up, prospects in the NBA draft. Mm-hmm.
In particular, he had a little something on a certain player I like, which is why I told you, please, let's get him on. You remember what player that was?
Jalen Suggs.
Yes, Jalen Suggs. Did you watch the video?
I did finally watch it. I told you yesterday when you came into the office
and
the studio, and I was like,
And?
At first, I liked it.
Oh, come on.
At first, I liked it. Then, towards the...
What?
75% of the video I liked. But the last, I was like, doesn't have good handles, loses
that
the ball.
That's not what he said. I mean, he's
well, he
gonna,
says
gonna
he turns the ball over
well,
a lot.
Yeah, well,
and it's only a 30% really...
Good. That means they can have him a little lower, below the fourth then. That's fine. Hmm?
Which isn't horrible, but...
Dude, Jalen Suggs is going to be good. Does he not look like a Western Conference point guard, though?
He look like one all he wants.
Oh, wow.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
Well, never like to get bad news when it comes to your New Orleans Saints, Jordan. I've been referring to this team as a potential playoff team. Lots of question marks. Even though you and everyone else seems to think, go golf, go film a movie, go relax. 13, 14 wins and Super Bowls are coming. Maybe I exaggerated just now, but my point is, there's some very real holes, I think, or at least question marks. Trey Hendrickson with 13 and a half sacks. Who is that? I know they drafted Peyton Buckshot Turner, Marcus Davenport. Maybe he turns it around this year. Okay, I got it. But Malcolm Brown, Sheldon Rankins being left on the, gone from the line, that hurts. I mean, Malcolm Brown was your run stopper. Rankins, when he's not hurt, was really good, right? One of the players that got in and was good and has been a good serviceable player for the Saints is David Onyemata. Well, this morning on his Instagram story, he posted the following. I was informed by the NFLPA yesterday that I have tested positive for a banned substance, resulting in a suspension for parts of the 2021 NFL season. While I certainly was surprised and disappointed with the news, I am responsible for what I put in my body. As I have never knowingly taken anything that could cause a positive test, we are currently in the process of testing the supplements I was taking at the time of the test. Regardless, I am committed to being more aware of any medication and dietary supplements that may cause or contain substances banned by the NFL. This isn't the first time it's happened to a Saints player, and the first time it's happened to a lot of NFL players. As I've said in the past, there is a list. It's an accessible list to anybody that's on that team to know what's acceptable or what's not. If you use something that's not on that list of the approved substances, you run this risk. Bottom line, whether he did it knowingly or not, he says no, so you have to take him at his word. Remember, he did also miss some time for substance abuse before with the Saints. Bottom line is this, the key word he says for part of the 2021, and Jordan, this seems like maybe 2 to 4 games, right? I'm trying to see if other people have speculated what that could sort of be. But at the very least, the possibility is this, Jordan, to start the season against Green Bay, even though Adam Schefter and everybody's saying he doesn't want to play in Green Bay, I still think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Whoever it is, they're going to face a Saints defense that likely won't have, we haven't heard, but likely won't have starting quarterback Marshawn Lattimore with the incident with the gun situation in Ohio, right? I mean, he was arrested. Normally, even if you don't get arrested, you might get suspended. Who is the starting cornerback on the other side? I think it might be Paulson Adebo. Regardless, that's a rookie. DeMario Davis, we know he'll be a linebacker. If you believe Maddie and others, it could be Werner, opposite of him or next to him. Could, you know, Bond, everyone seems to like him. It's fine. But, again, I would say neither puts the fear into Aaron Rodgers' heart. No David Onyemata in the middle. Now, Ross Jackson is going to come up next segment, and he has already a list of players, the depth chart, who they have, where they can go perhaps. He thinks this screams you need to go get a veteran player to help on a very young defensive line. Jordan, some of that cash that you had in cap space by doing that new deal with Ryan Ramczyk, you thought that you might be able to go use for a veteran corner. What's more important now, right? How many games is Onyemata missing? That's also important. So there's some holes, or at least question marks, Jordan, I would think, on a defensive side of things, at least we know for the first game. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
I mean so at least another question of the day.
A huge hole, like you said, Gus. But no, like you said, second question of the day, Saints fans, how big of a loss is this for the black and gold? Do you think this changes your outlook on the season?
Mm-hmm.
You can comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
Okay. Well, we got about 2 minutes here before we go to break. And I see on the line, very big day for none other than Travis.
Travis.
The greatest movie release of all time.
Enjoy wasting an hour and 55 stop it. Of your life.
Travis, thank you and welcome to the Sports Hangover. I know it's a big day for you. You and your son will watch what you will probably tell him is a documentary, the greatest basketball player to ever existed. So here it is. Today's your day. Space Jam, A New Legacy, sir, is out.
I want to let you guys know that I actually have breaking news on that movie. When I went there on the red carpet, of course, because I'm, you know, King Scribe.
VIP.
I actually was able to see Anthony Davis. He had an eye patch on. I asked him what happened. He said he's questionable for the opening of next year. He sprained the eyelid while watching the movie.
Wow.
So that's breaking news.
Sprained an eyelid watching the movie.
Travis, wow, I thought LA was your team, though.
Well.
Let's get something straight really quick. I'm a LeBron James fan.
No, not, there it is.
Not
there
a
it is.
Lakers
yes.
fan.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, not a Lakers okay. fan. Let's get that understood, okay?
Okay.
Let's make sure we're there. So, yeah, but the movie actually got pretty decent reviews. It got a 7. That's not bad for an animated movie. Animated movies usually don't do really good. I'm excited. My kid's super excited. I don't know if he likes LeBron James or not. He's more interested in Bugs Bunny than anything.
Well,
he's asking about the bunny. The funny bunny.
Well, based on the teasers and the ESPN stuff, he trades Bugs Bunny. He says he doesn't have a good relationship with him. So, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen
the
movie.
The commercials are pretty funny, right?
Well,
get testy within the movie. I will say that.
Well, that's not surprising. That's who he is. I mean, if Bugs doesn't knock down the open J, he's going to trade him and say, you know, he needs to take his talents from Looney Tunes to Pixar or Disney.
You know what? Let's get something straight before we keep carrying on. Ever since Chicago drafted a quarterback, this guy Jordan, he has a mouth on him again now, huh? Like, I miss the days when he couldn't talk. They drafted a quarterback, and all of a sudden, he just talks all the time.
He's a confident one now. You know, he Locked On Pelicans. I mean, I'm lucky that he's letting me sit on my side of the desk, to be honest with you.
You see that, right? His days are numbered. I mean, you know, but whatever. We'll carry on.
Travis, I am happy you and your son are going to spend a little quality time and watching a movie. Enjoy it, sir, and I expect a review on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know right after the movie. I'll give you a text.
Thank you, Travis.
I'll give you a text right after the movie. Y'all have a good one, man. Looking for more players, Saints, you guys got going on right now.
Wow, that's all the time we have for Travis. Ross Jackson is up next. We're just underway. You're listening to the home of Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
One injury that is sure to interrupt participation in athletic activity is injury to the anterior cruciate ligament. This is commonly known as an ACL tear. The ACL is considered the athletic ligament of the knee. It functions to resist anterior tibial translation and rotational loads.
Both contact and non-contact ACL injuries occur, although non-contact tears and ruptures are most common. A cut and plant movement is the typical mechanism that causes an ACL tear, that being a sudden change in direction or speed with the foot firmly planted. Rapid deceleration moments, including those that involve planting the affected leg to cut and change direction, have also been linked to ACL injuries, as well as landing from a jump, pivoting, twisting, and direct impact to the front of the tibia.
Female athletes are more susceptible to ACL injuries due to biomechanical factors. So coaches of female athletes especially should incorporate ACL prevention exercises into workout routines. Prevention programs should be started in the off season, well before the playing season begins.
Always warm up before playing. It is important to get blood circulating to the muscles before starting a game or practice.
Being flexible enough to move freely can help you maintain ideal form. Include stretches for your thighs, calves, and hips, and pay particular attention to any areas that are especially tight.
Develop body awareness through strengthening the hips, core, and thighs. A variety of squats and lunges are a couple of exercises that can build strength. Using proper technique is crucial.
Develop body awareness through balance. Many injuries occur when an athlete is off balance. Like anything, balance gets better with practice. Begin with sturdy surfaces and advance to uneven footing.
Run to a line or cone, plant your outside foot without letting your knee collapse inward to change direction. Move in patterns that take you front to back, side to side, and diagonally. Start by running slowly so you can concentrate on good position.
Always jump, land, stop, and move with your knees directly over your feet. Begin by jumping straight upward several times. Spring up, then land with your feet and knees pointing straight ahead. Careful not to let your knees buckle inwards. Let your knees bend softly each time you land. Practice proper landing technique until it becomes second nature. Keep your knees bent, your chest high, your glutes back, and land softly.
Remember, quality workouts are the key to keeping you safely in the game. Adequate sleep, rest days, and alternating hard workouts with easier workouts are all important strategies to help reduce your risk of injury and make you a strong, powerful athlete.
If you have questions about injury prevention strategies, please contact us at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional at 985-493-4502, 493-4502, or www.thibodaux.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodaux.com.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Mr. Ross Jackson, Locked On Saints, joins us now to discuss what probably isn't a good morning for some Saints fans here as well. Ross, good afternoon to you. How are you, sir?
Hey, brother. Doing well, man. Yeah, it's been a bit of a tumultuous couple of days for New Orleans Saints fans, I imagine. So hopefully we can bring them some nice information here. It's good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you. So help us understand how big a significant loss this is, because, look, he's been a consistent player in David Onyemata, and when I read his statement, the thing that just stands out to me more than anything else is for part of the 2021 seasons. Let's just start there. How many games are we looking at, do you think?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I think that history tells us four games. Think back to the PED suspension that Mark Ingram had back in 2018. But it depends on how the NFL views this situation and the previous situation, which he was suspended for one game due to marijuana possession. If they connect those two as being a repeat offense or, you know, being a second charge, then perhaps that might end up moving him into a space of even six to, I think, the max that John Sigler found in the CBA was up to eight games. I don't expect it to be that much. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of looking at it being around four. You also notice that in that same statement, he didn't make any statement at all about looking to appeal. That can change once he actually knows what the NFL's punishment for him will be, if right. any punishment does come down. But at the moment, it seems that, you know, they're even potentially expecting, based upon not vehemently coming out and saying we're challenging this, a, you know, four-game, two-game type of a situation. But four seems to be the one that makes the most sense to me.
At Ross Jackson Nola is the way to follow Mr. Ross Jackson over on Twitter. That's Packers at home, at Panthers, at Pats, Giants, if it's four, just for Saints fans wondering what four games those could possibly mm-hmm. be missed. The next thing that immediately pops into your head is, okay, well, depth. I mean, we knew Malcolm right. Brown, and obviously Sheldon Rankins were no longer a part of it. I know there's some expectation and, you know, hope that some of these other younger players can sort of step up. But, Ross, you went down immediately and quickly through a list and said, hey, look, now this is your depth chart here, so kind of go through that for some listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at the New Orleans Saints depth chart now without David Onyemata, which sort of was already thin, and we sort of always kind of consistently talked about it as a position that could still be addressed here over the offseason, with the Saints having, by my account, five roster spots available before getting into camp. Mm-hmm. But now without it, you're looking at Shai Tuttle, who has continued to develop. He's a young player, but he's talented. He's continued to develop, and he's continued to get better each season. Jalen Dalton, who's a player that the Saints like a lot. He was actually having a really good camp last year, but unfortunately had a season-ending injury in August. But despite the fact that the Saints didn't get to see him in 2020, they still signed him to a reserve future deal, and so they're bringing him back for camp this year. So hopefully he'll be able to pick up where he left off, even despite the injury, and then stay healthy. And then you're looking at a couple of other guys that you've seen in action last year, Malcolm Roach and Ryan Glasgow, who were a part of the rotation. Both played a little bit of that sort of nose tackle, 0-1 tech type situation, but also could go outside and play some of that 3 tech defensive tackle spots as well. And then the newest additions to the team, Albert Huggins, who's a bit of a nose tackle in his own right, Lorenzo Neal and Josiah Bronson being undrafted free agents coming in. Lorenzo Neal Jr., of course, being the son of formerly New Orleans Saint Lorenzo Neal Sr., coming in from Purdue. So those would be the names that are currently on the roster to keep an eye out on. Shai Tuttle, Jalen Dalton, and Malcolm Roach being the ones that maybe fans are most familiar with, or really Shai Tuttle and Malcolm Roach being those most familiar with. But Jalen Dalton is definitely a name to continue to watch, because we know that the Saints do like him a lot. He was having a really good, let's say, offseason as a whole last year.
You know, it's interesting because when the new deal took place for Ryan Ramczyk, some people say, hey, look, you got some cash now. You got a little money there, Ross, in the bank to maybe go get a veteran corner. Everyone still seems to believe that's something they're going to do. When you have a situation like this, do you believe the Saints then maybe go a veteran route on the D-line?
I think they could do both. I mean, you know, the Saints do a really great job at structuring contracts so that they can give a player the money that they want but keep the first-year cost low. So if you saw them go and grab somebody that has a couple of void years on their deal, or they sign somebody to a multi-year deal and then just give them a heavy signing bonus to start off and then just keep them at a veteran minimum in terms of their base salary, they still walk away with more cash than what would actually count against the Saints' cap. We have to remember, of course, cash and cap are two different things. And so if the Saints were to do that with a cornerback position and go and grab, let's say, a Steven Nelson or a Gerrion Conley, or circle back over to Drake Kirkpatrick, who they had a visit with earlier this offseason, in any of those three situations, the Saints could make sure that they build a contract as such that allows them to keep first-year costs down. Then they could turn around and do that same thing with potential free agents on the defensive tackle spot, which, you know, does have a few names out there that are interesting in terms of potential targets. Veteran guys like Geno Atkins, who was said to be cleared, that he was going to be cleared before July 1st, but I haven't seen any official clearance from him. There was rumor mm-hmm. that he was going to be cleared before by his the doctor with the team doctor for the Cowboys who did his procedure last season. And then you have a former division mate in Kawan Short, Jarrell Casey, who's a really, really solid veteran.
And then, of course, a Damon Snacks Harrison who kind of fell off the, I don't want to say he fell off the map, but with everything going on around the pandemic and everything like that, it was just a weird season for him last year.
I mean, the guy has a nickname named Snacks. You go by
Yeah, Snacks. You know.
I just think of the Heavy Lunch Bunch back in the day, and I'll never forget that because I was part of the broadcast, and at that time, I'll never forget it. Shoot, he's in the media line eating a couple of those members of the Heavy Lunch Bunch. Speaking with Ross Jackson, Locked On Saints. All right, so that's that situation they're obviously going to deal with here in the next couple of weeks before camp starts. Which is crazy to think that 2 weeks from today, we're talking about the second practice being in the books. Now, that said, Marcus Williams will be there, but he doesn't have a new extension. Were you surprised that the team and Marcus didn't come to an extension, which means now he will play under the franchise tag?
Yeah, I was. I really sort of had high expectations that they would get, not 100%, obviously. You never know what's going to happen, but I had pretty high expectations that a contract would get done. Mostly because I didn't think that Marcus Williams would be, and his representation, right, his camp, would look at the 2021 season and say, okay, this is where I can go and make my money. I feel like he's done a great job over these last couple of seasons. If you can forget one play and then look at the full catalog and resume of his experience and what he's done for the New Orleans Saints, I think you can look at that and say, okay, you had a really great season last year. Are you going to improve upon that, get yourself an all-pro season in 2021, because that's kind of what it would take in order to really move himself into the upper echelon or beyond the upper echelon of top paid safeties and get himself into the conversation to be the top paid safety. So if he's not going to go out there and have that 2021 season, which maybe he's banking on the ability to be able to do that as is his representation, then I was kind of surprised to see them not go with a contract that the Saints did offer, which according to Nick Underhill put him in that upper tier of safety. So it seemed to be a pretty sizable contract that they had offered. But it looks like Marcus Williams and his camp are willing to bet on themselves and bet on Marcus Williams going into 2021 to see if they can get a better contract offer going into 2022 where the salary cap goes up a little bit.
You know, in all honesty, obviously the news that we just chatted about when it comes to Onyemata and even, I wouldn't even say a contract dispute, just something that didn't sort of happen. Very rare in the last couple of years how this team's been able to, I guess, somewhat stay relatively away from having players miss games and things of that nature for off the field issues or whatever reason, and also being able to come up with contracts and deals. So it is a bit rare, right? Because look, you got Michael Thomas, Kamara, you know, under contract. Lattimore, obviously, maybe if the arrest doesn't happen, gets one as well. So that's kind of where I'm asking you when it comes to him. You think the Saints also just going to see what happens this season, and now you have two players in the secondary from the same draft class, though, Ross, that you would have to address with high deals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the door is definitely open for that deal to take place with the restructure out of the fifth-year option. They made sure that they kept the void-year numbers up pretty high so that there was no cap on their negotiations, which is a very smart move by the Saints to allow Lattimore to be able to, and his camp to be able to have sort of that negotiating room within the conversation there. And I do think that for the Saints, they're in an interesting position next year now because you're talking about having to retain a quarterback, whether it's Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, or otherwise. Then you're also talking about guys like Marcus Williams and Marshawn Lattimore, but then you also have a contract that should be expiring for Malcolm Jenkins, a contract that should be expiring for Teron Armstead in that time. So next year, in a year where they're already over the salary cap in 2022, they've got some big questions to answer in terms of how they handle contracts and how they handle player retention. As you mentioned, this is a team that's been excellent when it comes to player retention and over the past couple of seasons. And, you know, a part of that may be because of the winning records over those past couple of seasons. A part of it may be because of culture. And a part of it is certainly because of their ability to be able to manipulate the salary cap and manipulate contracts. Let me not say manipulate. Let me say work very well within the boundaries that are set. Let me say it that way. They're very good at maneuvering when it comes to the salary cap. And so I think that, you know, two of those three things are still there. I think the big part is going to be, are you going to be a winning team and a winning organization continuing to move forward, a competitive organization continuing to move forward, which is certainly the goal for the Saints. And then that ends up being sort of the third ingredient to that perfect mix of being able to, you know, be able to be so adept at retaining player talent.
Hold on one quick second, Ross. This just came across. Breaking news, Jordan, go.
Yeah, so the Saints just released that David Onyemata has been suspended for 6 games.
So, Ross, there you go. You hinted at it, that the NFL may look at his previous suspension and say, look, this is now you're a multi-time offender, I guess. Six games, Ross. That, 4 would have been significant. 2 hurts. 6 games. Now you're looking at no Packers, Panthers, Patriots, Giants, Washington, and Seattle without David Onyemata, right. Very key member of your D-line. That now screams an area of concern, I think.
He will also be able to allow to participate in training camp and preseason games.
However. Okay. But no word on appeals, huh? So it's 6. Okay. So, Ross, comment on that, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you talk about 6 games, you're talking about not having him through the bye week. And as you mentioned, the first game of a very, very tough stretch, probably the toughest stretch of the Saints season, which begins as that away Monday night game against the Seattle Seahawks. So you're missing him against some premier running talent over those first couple of games as well. He's about Aaron Jones, who's very effective. You talk about Saquon Barkley, who's going to be coming back for the Giants in that early part of the season. So I think that all of that is going to be what you're going to be watching. I think the Saints at this point very much look at that interior defensive line as a place they need to address because they hang their laurels on run defense. So it becomes maybe even just as big of a concern as that cornerback 2 spot now.
Ross Jackson, I wish we were talking about better things, but it's what it is, sir. Appreciate the time and jumping on today.
Yes, absolutely. Always a pleasure. I'll talk to y'all again soon. Y'all stay safe.
For sure. At Ross Jackson, know a little bit to follow on Twitter. Locked On Saints, you absolutely know who he is. The best of the business, for sure.
Thank you, Ross.
Wow. Quick break. And now we go from one thing to another. We'll talk a little hoops here. Damian Lillard. And also, perhaps, who the Pels could draft. We'll do that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Friends, demand for unskilled workers is sky high, but who wants that life? There's demand for hundreds of thousands of IT and cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. My Computer Career is training people to meet it. Get skilled! Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Through July, grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
The future depends on teachers who are reinventing the classroom and starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The Sports Hangover is on the road this Tuesday as we're live 12 to 3 from Calvin Braxton Ford in Lockport on Highway 1. Stop by, say hey as we're live 12 to 3, Calvin Braxton Ford on ESPN New Orleans.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, boy. Well, so the NFL coming out saying David Onyemata will be suspended 6 games. We'll get right back to that here shortly. Time to move on over to basketball, though. Matt Babcock joins us. At Matt Babcock 11 is the way to follow him over on Twitter. NBA draft analyst at Basketball News. Also, you can catch him on CBS Sports HQ as well, NSI. Matt, thank you for joining us this afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. So we're inside of 2 weeks, obviously, here in New Orleans for Saints training camp, but also the NBA draft. And look, the Pelicans need some talent and need some roster improvement for sure. It's a fantasy of a lot of Pelicans players to get Damian Lillard. I'm sure you've seen the reports and the news this morning that he may or may not. He's going to address it after practice. Do you think Damian Lillard will request a trade for Portland?
Yeah, I mean, it sure sounds like it. I mean, I don't have any, like, real insider information right on it specifically, but, yeah, it does seem like a situation where, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So I saw the same report. I'm buying it.
One of the things, Matt, that obviously I was looking at your feed and a lot of the players that are coming into this year's draft, you were taking close looks at. And I'll be honest. I love Jalen Suggs. Not only what he did in the tournament, but when you look at the Pelicans and what they may or may not need, leadership, playmaking ability, somebody that is aggressive, attacks the rim. I saw your video and I just sent it to everybody. I said, this is why the Pels need to move up. When you looked at Jalen Suggs, what stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, he brings a lot of intangibles to the table outside of just, you know, raw talent that helps you win games. You know, it's funny, you know, it's been reported quite a bit of his experience as a football player in high school. He was a stud quarterback. And that's really how he is as a basketball player as well. He runs the show. He sets the tone. Brings such like a unique competitive, you know, level to the table. I mean, it's just he's just a winner. And then he does have talent too. He's a big point guard that's tough, aggressive on both sides of the floor. So I mean, he's at number four for us on our mock draft. And mm-hmm. I mean, wherever he goes, he's going to be a good player.
It's interesting in that video you had you. Not compare and contrast, but you bring up different points as to why so many people are high on Cade Cunningham and what he can do. I think you referred to him as a cyborg, right? Is he absolutely the clear cut number one? Like, there's no discussion at all.
We've had him number one all year, but yeah, I don't think it's a clear cut number one. I mean, I really like Evan Mobley from USC. Okay. I mean, two very different prospects, different positions, different styles of play. I actually think Evan Mobley has more upside than Cade. Cade's just, you know, the safest pick in the draft this year. I mean, he's got so much size and versatility. And, you know, like I said, he's a safe bet that he's going to at least be a good player, if not really good.
When you do what you do and you look at players and how they translate, is it hard at times with guys like Suggs or just the one and dones where you have such a short amount of time and say high-level competition, whether it's the NCAA tournament, they go to a conference that has a lot of big schools, so, you know, kind of the same types of players they play? Or do you, when you look at these players and how they will translate to the NBA, look at certain measurables or things that you think will improve in time in proven metrics or so?
Yeah, I mean, I think generally speaking, you're watching the younger players and projecting how they're going to develop. It's really hard. I think with this top group this year, I personally feel comfortable that all these guys are at least going to be good players. As we move down the draft, there's some other freshmen, Josh Christopher, Zaire Williams, Josh Primo from Alabama. I mean, there's a long list of them that are, you know, quote unquote, like upside type prospects. Those are the guys where it gets a little harder because you're not sure exactly what you're signing up for. You just know there's a lot of room for improvement, and it's not always a slam dunk that everything's going to click.
When it looks to the Pelicans, I mentioned, look, better play perhaps at point guard, driving to the basket, things like that. So we touched with Suggs here. Another name a lot of people around here throw around is Moses Moody. Seems like he's moving up in mock drafts. How do you look at Moses Moody from Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean, that's who we have projected to go to New Orleans right now at 10. And I've watched Moses for 2-3 years since he was in high school, and he fits a lot of the Pelicans' needs. I mean, I think they need to, you know, even though they have so much room for growth and needing to add talent, they've got, you know, their core unit in place of young guys. So I think they need to complement, you know, Zion and Ingram and whatnot. Moody's a guy, he's got good size for a wing, really shoots the ball well. Is a good defender. He's not overly athletic, but he's really long and just has a good approach to the game. I think he's a guy that could step in and kind of give them a little extra something.
there's a few Pels fans that like Corey Kispert and kind of look at him as, hey, this Pels team needs three-point shooting. Is he one of the best three-point shooters in a draft from Gonzaga?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say he's probably the best. And in addition to being, you know, being a sniper, he's a pretty tough kid. I mean, he measured really well at the combine. I believe he's, you know, 6'6", 6'7", 220. So he's a big, strong wing. Sort of similar to what I was saying with Moody. He's not overly athletic. I mean, he's never going to be like a lockdown defender. But he does bring some toughness to the table, which I really appreciate. That's the other guy we've really talked about quite a bit internally with our staff as far as who could be there at number 10. I do think that's on Kispert's high side, but he fits their team well. And I mean, if you're just looking at this more as, hey, let's pick the guy that helps us, you know, develop a good team rather than just trying to win the draft. I mean, Kispert could be their guy.
Speak with Matt Babcock for another couple of minutes here, and Matt Babcock 11 is the way to follow him on Twitter, an NBA draft analyst. Matt, I've always looked at the second round and kind of some awe and wonder. And I've talked to many a head coach that have been here through New Orleans, and some, you know, they always refer to the NBA draft. You got 4 or 5 players. At some years, it's 7, 8, and after that, they will say it's a crapshoot. You never know what you have. I've seen teams treat second round draft picks sort of like, you know, they have somewhere else to be and really not kind of look into it. It's surprising to me that when you only have 60 players in a global game that you can't find players in the second round that can do something on your team, either play defense, be a rebounder, be a three-point shooter, be a ball handler. Are you surprised at how sometimes the second round's looked at by a lot of organizations?
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't agree with that approach. And I mean, I don't think everybody takes that approach, but I think some more than others. I think you're right. And I think the big thing with second-round picks is drafting guys that have an opportunity to succeed with what you have in place. And so, I mean, you know, like a guy like I guess he was a late first-round pick last year, but Emmanuel Quickley was the tail end of the first round. And, you know, he went a lot higher than I expected him to, but the Knicks had a plan for him. They put him in a spot to play right away, and he's developed and he's done really well. And so I think, you know, being very strategic with how you use the picks is the important part of, you know, guys that fit what you're trying to do, and, you know, really give them a chance to, you know, develop their confidence and play a little bit, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Just got a quick question via text over here. Josh Giddey, I was asked to ask you, what do you think about him? We've seen a couple of tweets over the last couple of days about him from Team Australia.
Yeah, Josh Giddey, he's a very interesting prospect. He's been one of those guys that the more you learn about him, the more you like him. You know, he's got great size for his style plays. You know, 6'7", 6'8". He's been playing as a point guard this year for the Adelaide 36ers in Australia. I don't know if he's going to be a primary point guard long-term or not, but, mm-hmm. I mean, he really can play the 1-2-3, maybe even some small ball 4 long-term, just, you know, ultimate flexibility, you know, for different lineups with that kid. And, you know, ambidextrous, can make high-level passes with both hands. I think he's got a bright future, and he's only 18 years old, if I remember correctly.
Right. Matt, what would you say is this draft final question for you? Like, when we get to a couple of Thursdays from now, is the draft heavy on shooters, heavy on defense, heavy on something? How would you, I guess, sort of characterize and describe this draft overall, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the deepest part of this draft is probably wings, 2s and 3s. I mean, there's just a lot of, I mean, for, you know, I've got my traditional positional rankings where I've got, you know, the five positions, and man, there's a lot of shooting guards, and so I think the groups of off guards can go in a, you know, bunch of different orders. That's really where I'm most curious to see where guys go.
Matt, appreciate the time this afternoon, sir. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
Yeah, for sure. Matt Babcock. Go give him a follow over on Twitter at MattBabcock11. He's an NBA draft analyst, basketball news at Basketball News, CBS Sports HQ. You can check him out there. Former NBA agent and also previously over at SI Now. So hopefully that helped a little bit. We're going to be doing that, Jordan, as we get closer to the NBA draft to kind of give you a little insight on some of those names. And thanks for texting us or filling in during the interview if you want to hear a name or something like that or a different player that I'm not throwing out there. I'll ask our guest, you know, just like we just did there. So thank you. So busy morning continues. We'll take a quick break, come back, kind of reset things already from what we know. We open up the show with the news this morning that David Onyemata said he was going to be suspended for part of the 2021 season. I thought that was interesting. That's what I picked up. I said that in the opening. Well, we found out the NFL has released suspended without pay for 6 games. David Onyemata will miss the Packers, Panthers, Patriots, Giants, Washington, and Seattle. Washington, Panthers, Patriots, Seattle, all on the road. Jordan, four of the first six away from your Superdome. Want to hear from you. Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the red hot deals.
Red hot deals.
At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation. Now we're making it easier than ever to put Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarna in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. Visit Southern Trailer Works in Schriever, between Houma and Thibodaux, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you. So you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. It's a good thing, Jordan, that we have, you know, news to talk about, even though it's not good when it comes to your New Orleans Saints. And we'll get to the Damian Lillard news here in a quick second. But yesterday we can... likely will be the purging of your Chicago Cubs. Now, even though he wasn't like a true Cub, he just came over from the Dodgers. Now he's on the way to your baseball team, the Atlanta Braves. But Jock Peterson, the first of probably many Chicago Cubs to be gone over the next 2 weeks. Buster Olney.
I don't think the joy of that 2016 championship will ever go away for Cubs fans. You know that. You're married to a Cubs fan. But there's no doubt about it. In 20 years, as one member of that team told me last week, you will have players on this team look back and ask the question, why didn't we accomplish more?
Whoa.
Why didn't we win another championship?
Whoa.
Why didn't we get close again? And it's something that I think is going to hang over these players as they move on into retirement.
Yeah, I got a word. I got two words, actually, why that happened.
What?
Jason Hayward.
Hmm.
You know they still owe that bum $22 million over the next 2 years?
It's your team. But congratulations.
Look up stealing money in the dictionary.
I think it's just
4D glossy. 4K. 4K. 8K. That's why. Anyway. Moving on. At least I'm going to try to move on. Jordan.
The only thing that you can do.
Fine, it's your segment.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
Well, let's start off with Team USA, the basketball team.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson will join the 12-man Team USA roster for the Tokyo Olympics, and they will be replacing Bradley Beal and Kevin Love.
Did you see, and I guess I get it. I mean, I like seeing this. Did you see Trae Young last night tweet? He tweeted from the Bulls document, the Jordan doc. Remember when Isaiah Thomas was all mopey about he didn't get invited to Team USA and he blamed Michael Jordan for? There's a little 7-second bit there. He goes, yeah, you know, and I don't know, for whatever reason they never invited me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that
yes.
Whatever it is right there. That's kind of Trae Young kind of feeling. Maybe he would have liked. Should you have invited Trae Young? I mean, he just had a really good postseason. Why not?
If he wanted to go, I mean, he's one of the better players in
the
NBA.
Were you surprised? I mean, JaVale McGee. Okay. I guess maybe it's the type of players you sort of need.
Or type of players, you know, Bradley Beal and Kevin Love are nothing like JaVale McGee.
I'm
what do you mean?
I'm with you. Those are two odd replacements. But yeah, Trae Young going Isaiah Thomas. Trae wanted to play for Team USA, Jordan. I know some Pels fans out there.
I wouldn't want to play if I was an NBA player.
We're hoping that Zion got that. He's busy.
Too busy.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way. He needs to be busy. Let me clarify.
Has he been busy,
that.
Though? I mean, I haven't really seen.
Well, whatever. Well, I'm hoping that he's busy. He's got a lot to do. Go ahead, next. What we got?
Anyway, you sent this to me and Todd this morning. Lionel Messi, fresh off of winning the Copa America with Argentina, is in Miami, and fans found that out as he was greeted by an elated crowd.
That's how you're describing it, an elated crowd? You've seen, it's like Michael Jackson back in the day. I mean, here he is coming out of an elevator. And, I mean, it's, I don't know, a couple hundred? Huh?
Easily.
He's surrounded by three guys that are forming a human circle to try to get through. I mean... Yeah, he's singing the song. They're all singing the song that he was singing. I guess it's the Argentinian song or whatever. Dude, I think it's great. It's incredible. He can't move. He literally cannot move.
See, now I'm...
But you got people, like, touching him and patting his head. People trying to take selfie video. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, you don't see that. Do you think, like, if LeBron walked down the street, people would be like that?
Yes.
Really? You think they'd be like that? You do.
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Really?
People would do that for lower
star
athletes.
Come on.
Yes.
Drew Brees walks down the street. You think you literally will not be able to walk?
They do it for social media influencers.
I mean, I'm talking about sports athletes. Like, you look at that video, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen on TMZ or something, you know, somebody coming out of an ice cream shop and literally cannot get to their car.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see anything but a sea of humanity. You tell me who.
There's social media influence.
I said sports athlete.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, what's social media influence? Other than the Kardashians, who gets that kind of attention?
Well, a lot of YouTubers.
I mean, you see
a lot
people
of YouTubers
take, I'm talking like that. You literally had to have three human beings form a circle around them to then plow through people. Like, when do you ever see people just wanting to touch the athlete, like they're patting his head and patting his back and taking, like, you don't normally see that. You'll see like a throng of people come up and ask for autographs and stuff, but they wanted to just touch him, which is a little strange. Like, I got a little starstruck, like when I saw Greg Maddux one year with the Cubs, like, you know, when I was at Wrigley, like, but, like, getting a signed baseball would have been, like, which I have. I have a Greg Maddux signed baseball. Like, that's awesome. I've never in my life looked at somebody and be like, you know, I'll cry. You know, like, sometimes people go to concerts and they cry. Like, yeah. When they see that person perform. I've never.
Neither. I'm just
and
like,
I'm not making fun of y'all if y'all like that. I've never understood that. But, I mean, these people are And that's what we tried to explain, though, right? With Coach G, Leo, Kenny. Around the world, soccer is how you probably feel about the Saints in this city. Times 100, right? How you felt the day the Saints won. That's how they feel anytime their team takes to the turf or the pitch. I mean, and that's, you know, that's why, like, you have to match that level of energy, desire, and want if you want to compete at that level. But that was just incredible to see that. There's a lot of people that believe that he may play for the Miami MLS team in 3 to 5 years. And if that happened, Jordan, you already talked about it with me. We're going to Atlanta, the Houston Dynamo, Atlanta FC. I mean,
I'm all in.
I'm absolutely going to
I'm
going to
be an MLS freak. I'm going to be watching every game.
Be a Miami fan, huh? Biggest Miami, inter-Miami fan that ever existed.
Unless Toronto gets rid of Bradley Beal, then. I mean, not Bradley Beal.
Beal.
Sorry.
Wrong sports.
What's his name?
Wow, you didn't even know his
name.
You wanted his jersey. You don't even know his name.
Bradley.
That's pretty incredible. Next story.
Captain for Team USA.
Yeah, next story. Yeah, the one that you've disrespected for years. You don't even know his name.
Yeah.
He's the captain for Team USA. I don't even know his name.
It's Michael Bradley, right?
Yeah.
Michael Bradley, yeah. That's what I thought.
What's his name?
Exactly.
That's incredible.
I can't even remember.
Only wore the captain on BAM for Team USA. Maybe what's his name?
Maybe in his younger years he was better, but now it's
What's his name?
Next up.
Yeah.
A true athlete of the game.
Mm.
Tom Brady played the entire 2020-2021 season on a torn MCL.
Impressive or not impressive to you?
Impressive. Simply impressive.
I mean, look, I've said it for a couple of months now. We'll talk to Leo later today in the 2 o'clock hour, right? Like, honestly, when you look at what he did last year, and I know we look at it differently because it was the team that knocked the Saints out. It was a team that the Saints had in the division. But if you can look at it objectively, like, it almost feels like that season probably wasn't given the respect that it probably should. I mean, when you think about that, leaving to go to another team, attaining the postseason is not easy. They did that. Then they go actually to the Super Bowl. And he wins it. He throws touchdowns. I mean, I'm just trying to think honestly, like, it might be one of the greatest quarterback seasons.
Here we go.
In history. No, what do you mean here we go?
Tom Brady fan.
How can you not be a fan of what he did that year? Do you not think that was impressive?
No, it was very impressive.
Like, in New Orleans, we're hoping one of the two guys competing to be the starter wins games. Let's be honest, right? I know, yeah, vaya con Dios. I mean, I know, we did the sign of the cross just now in studio. You just told me, like, now granted, you're not at that level, some of that age, but think of the pressure and expectation. Like for Jameis, this is it, right? Your career, your second opportunity. For Taysom, can you do it? Here's a guy that won 6 titles, has a legacy, yet at the same time, the pressure is like, okay, when that name is announced and it's introduced and the team says, yes, he's our new quarterback, we just signed him. I mean, the expectation level is Tom Brady's going to win you a Super Bowl. And he came through. Like, think about that. It would literally be like the Pels trade it all for Damian Lillard. And he comes in and brings the team to the NBA Finals.
Is it? No.
You don't think so?
That's not a good comparison because Dame hasn't won anything.
Okay, but that's my point, though. What would the pressure be on Damian Lillard to, at the very least, move further along than he was at Portland? And we're going to read what he had to say to Chris Haynes. It's very interesting because he describes the situation. He describes the organization in ways that I don't know if people can describe New Orleans right now. Yet people in New Orleans would love Damian Lillard to be a Pelican. Good luck with that. I mean, try, but good luck with that. Hour one is in the books. Hour two coming up next. Please feel free to chime in. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. You can tweet at us as well. General D has walked into the studio. How about that?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, General D is going to stop in and join us for the next hour. Our next guest will be all the way into the 2 o'clock hour. So the rest of the hour is open to your phone calls. David Onyemata, suspended 6 games.